with Joe Banner, now CEO of the Browns. And Joe, a very exciting day to announce this concert and the whole Fan Fest. Give me an idea, first of all, of how this came about. What was the thinking behind it?
Well, you know, ironically, this came from John Bon Jovi coming to Cleveland, who's somebody I knew from Philadelphia, who was intrigued by Jimmy as an owner, myself, who he knew, some of the people we put in together here to talk to us about marketing and branding. And we had a very interesting conversation about a lot of the things we're thinking about and working on. And coming out of that, he actually called us and said, you know, I think I could do something that can help the kinds of things you're talking about. And he's had a great experience in Cleveland. He's got a lot of fans here. And, you know, he came up with a general idea of coming in and doing a concert that we turned into something that was the kickoff for the season. So it wasn't hard to talk us into it. And that's really what started the movement that led to this show.
And it's not just a concert. That's the key here, is that, yes, John Bon Jovi performing would be more than enough, but to tie in Michael Stanley, a local act that people can identify with, and to put this under the heading of Fan Fest, to have interactive stuff going on around the stadium. I mean, it's a much bigger thing than just a concert.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's really the point that shouldn't get missed. I mean, I've been to a Bon Jovi concert. It's a great experience, and by itself, it's great. And obviously Michael Stanley, you know, stands on his own 2 feet in this marketplace as he deserves to. But put those people together with the Browns experience, a kickoff of the season, people that we'll have there at the show from the Browns, the Fan Fest that we're going to create, intermission of Bon Jovi's show will be a fun event around the Browns. So, you know, I think it's just anybody who likes any one of those three things, and I think there's going to be a lot of people here that like all three of those things. I think the other element to that's going to be interesting is, you know, if I went to a Bon Jovi concert, I wouldn't be thinking about bringing my kids. I think this could be a really great thing for a family to do together, experience the music, some Browns, the Fan Fest. So I'm hoping that one of the things we'll do is bring a lot of families together and come out and together have an experience around the Browns and the concert that they'll really remember.
And there's so much going on with this stadium. It seems as if we're just kind of at the tip of the iceberg, because you have that scheduled, the U.S. soccer team playing there tomorrow night. I would think that, as you see it in a broader sense, that stadium can be used for many more events than just football.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly great opportunity on small events, hosting charity events, corporate functions, our corporate partners, our suite holders, which should be happening every single day in the building. And then there should be an opportunity. There's not a huge quantity of these, but they're very compelling. They showcase the city in compelling ways. They bring a lot of people from outside the city. They generate a lot of tax revenue for the city. They're great entertainment opportunities for the people that live here. And every year there's an opportunity for one, maybe two soccer-type events or a tractor pull type of event. Combined with, and it varies greatly from year to year, concerts. In some years, there's no great concerts out there that are playing in these kind of outdoor large facilities. Some years, there's as many as three or four. So we just need to get in that marketplace, have people start to think of the city and the building as a place that can really do it well, attract a big crowd, have fun, treat the entertainers themselves well, and word of mouth will get out, and then the opportunity to attract more of these will be there.
Brown CEO Joe Banner joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More excitement. There will be an announcement tomorrow with Jim Brown coming back in the fold. How important is that to the Browns to have Jim Brown back here?
Well, I mean, I think it's really important. I don't know how a franchise cannot have a close relationship with arguably the most iconic player in its history. So we're really excited to be in a position where you know, I don't want to steal the thunder of the specifics of tomorrow, but where Jimmy Haslam and Jim Brown will be able to sit down and have him part of this family in the way he deserves to be part of the family.
And generally speaking, it's important to a franchise to embrace its past, right? I mean, to have those players, those legacy players involved in a lot of the things that you do. For instance, at the news conference today, you had Bernie Kosar there and Hanford Dixon, and in addition to Brandon Whedon and DeQuell Jackson. It just seemed to give it a nice touch.
Yeah, you're always struggling to find the right balance is respect the tradition, honor it, especially the specific players that created that history, and at the same time be looking forward. So you got to find the right balance of being able to do both of those things. I think we're off to a really good start in that area. We had some really good interaction with our alumni. They've been really supportive of us, whether it was an announcement of a naming rights deal or a concert like this, or just being supportive of us and wishing us well. And we want to find the way to keep integrating them, respect that history, especially with the most iconic of these players, as we will tomorrow, and at the same time look forward with an excitement and energy and the kinds of things that make sports fun.
This is the final week of OTA practices. Just wanted to get some big picture perspective from you on what you've seen so far and some of your impressions.
You know, without any pads on, you always watch with a little bit of a hesitancy in coming to any conclusions. But here's what I can tell the fans, about which I have no problem coming to a conclusion. The energy and the pace of the practice, the dedication of the players, the quality of the coaching and teaching that's going on, is as good as you're going to find. And frankly, that's the foundation that good teams are built on. It may take a month, it may take a year. Whatever it is that you look at good teams, the teams that are winning year after year, going to Super Bowls, that's what you see when you go to a practice. You see an energy, an intensity, a passion. You see teaching and coaching going on at the kind of level that if you came to our practice, you'd see now. And that's very exciting and refreshing, and it doesn't matter whether there's pads on or not. You can, and I don't care, a stranger coming in to watch practice or a media member watching practice or people that work here that come over to practice, it's very apparent. It's not something that you have to, you know, be tipped off at or be looking for. It's very clear that it's there.
What's also notable is that you have not stood still with anything. I mean, there have been additions. They might not necessarily be marquee names that are coming into the fold, but you continue to add players and make these, call them roster tweaks, but you definitely continue to make moves. Is the thinking behind that just to make sure, hey, everybody knows it's competitive, it's constantly competitive here?
I mean, some of that is competition, raises the boat for everybody. But you'd like to think we're putting together high-character players that are driven by their own heart, their own drive and competitiveness. It's really about wanting to feel like we're leaving no stone unturned. And small incremental improvement is still worth pursuing. It's not continuity that leads to success in the NFL. Continuity can be the result of success. But it's not pure continuity. So when we see an opportunity to bring a player in, we said this all along. I mean, you see, we've made trades, whether it's a Deion Lewis or a Devon Bess. You know, we're not hesitant to make trades. We signed a number of players as undrafted free agents, some of whom look like they have a chance. Whether it's the normal draft or free agency, whether it's an expensive free agent or a minimum salary free agent. We want to feel like every opportunity is to bring a player who even produces the smallest incremental improvement. That's what we're going to be doing 365 days of the year.
Joe, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Joe Banner, CEO of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.